Up first on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers has a bye this week before visiting Wisconsin on November 3rd. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Yeah, had a tough loss here this last week against Northwestern, but very proud of the fight and effort that our young men displayed in that game. We are in the bye week this week after 8 straight weeks. It's much needed. We need to rest and recover and go back and review what we've done in the first week, first 8 weeks, and develop a plan on how to get better here at the end of the season. But with that, I'll go ahead and open up for questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from James Cratch, NJ.com.
Chris, after watching the film, I guess, how promising do you think the performance was on Saturday? How big of a step forward do you think it was on both sides of the ball?
Well, I think we did a lot of good things in the game. We're just, you know, a step or two away from doing, in my opinion, some great things. But unfortunately, we're still a step or two away or an inch away from getting that done. But the effort and the attitude of our players remains extremely high. They're continuing to come in and get coached every single day. There is improvement that continues to happen on all three phases. And, you know, defensively, I think we made you know, some huge strides on Saturday. I think offensively, we are very close on some things. There were some plays there that we just have to finish a block here, finish a block there, or, you know, look the ball in and catch it and finish the throw. So there are a lot of things that we're encouraged about, but at the end of the day, you know, we didn't get the job done on Saturday, and that's disappointing.
And obviously with the bye week coming up, you know, when you get back, you're within a 4-game window toward the end of the season. Is there any discussion of, you know, getting some of these younger players who haven't played yet in maybe kind of look at that, given that they can play 4 games and still have a red shirt?
No, I mean, if they haven't played by now, they're not ready to play. The guys that have played are the guys that give us the best chance to win games, and the young players that have played are the ones that have shown that they are capable of going out there on game day and playing winning football at this point.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thank you.